Federal contracting officers now have a consistent set of certification requirements no matter where they work. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy updated the Federal Acquisition Certification in Contracting Policy earlier this week. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details and analysis of the new requirements. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so tell us why this is important. Does it make all contracting officers interchangeable?
It's not quite interchangeable, but it's very, very close. And I think that is such an important thing because over the years, things definitely have diverged. When I say over the years, I mean actually in the last probably 4, 5, 6 years. And we're going to get into that in a second.
So tell us about the new memo. What are the requirements now?
Exactly. I think what's important is really let's get into the memo. And then there's 8 major changes in the education and, if you will, knowledge requirements for contracting officers since the last update in 2008. Leslie Field is the acting OFPP administrator. She says in an email that the contracting officers now have to take nearly 100 hours of additional targeted training. She offers these examples at level 1, level 2. Now, this is the lowest level of the 3 levels of contracting officers who, you know, the warrants, meaning how much they can buy. They have classes on cost and price analysis. Level 2, for instance, has more focus on services and supply contracting. And even level 3, the highest level, who, you know, sometimes you hear unlimited warrants, meaning they can buy anything, they actually have to do electives on something like understanding industry, which is, you know, good luck on that one. Who understands industry, right? Acquisition law and advanced contract pricing. Now, Field says OFPP is encouraging contracting professionals as well who currently are at level 3 actually to take some of these new classes as part of their continuous learning certification. A couple other things that the new FACC policy, as it's called, is also covers, is it requires certification of all contracting officers and including others in the contracting professionals, what they call the 1102 job series. So it also encourages the contracting workforce to really get that breadth and depth of experience that I think hasn't been required or encouraged in the past, including something they're doing called specialization tracks, and they're going to actually start with technology later this year. Now, all these changes, I think, are really getting positive responses in the community, but from the experts I've talked with, the cost and pricing changes really are among the most important ones to be added to the certification. Beth Blazak is the Executive Director of Management Concepts, Acquisition, and Contract Training Division.
What we are most excited about is more of a return to FAR basics at the Level 1 certification, more focus on cost and price analysis. Those were areas that definitely the competency surveys were showing a need to strengthen. So DOD had already done that. It was really good to see the civilian agencies align with that. And then at the second level, the level 2, the classes are more focused on, again, intermediate cost and pricing, and then supply and services contracting. And certainly as you go up to level 3, more focus on that level to include electives like understanding industry and acquisition law, advanced pricing. We're really glad to see more requirements at each level.
So what Blazak was saying was that there's also, it's good that they reiterated the mandate to use FATIS, the government-wide common training system. That was something OFPP did earlier in this year. They also have a strong emphasis, and it's more than just taking classes and passing the course. She says it's more around mentoring and different aspects of continuous learning, even like exercises that really show that you understand the topic, and it's not just, oh, I sat in a class and passed the test. Now, these new requirements go into effect October 1st, but OFPP's Field says agencies also can choose to follow the old curriculum actually until September 30th, 2015, because obviously we know training budgets and training opportunities have been cut severely under sequestration and budget cuts. We do have a full link to that memo on federalnewsradio.com. You can read it all there for yourselves.
And Jason, just for clarification, when you were talking about the 100 hours of training, is that once or is that a year?
It's over the course to get certified, and you have to get recertified every year. So it's that 100. It's actually 100 over almost 100 hours of training every year because certifications only last so long.
Wow. So that's a substantial amount of time away from the day to day. Why was the update needed?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. First, this was actually the first time since 2008 that the FACC, the contracting officer's requirements, have been updated. 6 years, it's a long, we always talk about technology, how quickly technology changes. Well, how you do contracting also obviously changes in that time. The second reason is the divergence that I think we talked about at the top of the show with Tom, where civilian agencies were slower to change and DoD got ahead of them. Michael Fischetti is the executive director of the National Contract Management Association.
Over the last few years, we've seen some agencies have better funding profiles than others for education. And, you know, so you've seen some departments set up their own acquisition schools or institutes, and others can't afford that. And so there was sort of a divergence in requirements, and it's still there somewhat. But, you know, I think this is a good step to bringing everybody into one uniform standard, a high standard, hopefully.
Now, he says that the Defense Acquisition University and the Federal Acquisition Institute, DAU and FAI, have committed through this memo also to have similar levels of education and training. He said that's a good thing because now contracting officers moving from DOD to a civilian agency or vice versa are better prepared to work on acquisition issues more quickly. And there's also this idea of reciprocity, which is something that this memo also calls for. And having these training standards at least at near the same level or at the same level is something that has been a problem in the past. Well, I don't really trust what you learned, so now you need to start over, or you need to start lower down. That kind of clears those things up as well. Now, Fischetti says over time he'd like to see those standards expanded to other disciplines, such as technology or financial management, as well as he'd like to see the government work more closely with industry to create standards based on this FACC or other government-wide requirements. So there's this even broader spectrum of people who understand or are kind of trained at the same level. Now, Management Concepts Blazik says the changes were needed because the contracting officer's role, again, 1102s, as it's commonly called, has become more complex.
They're going beyond training. Change really starts with a recognition that this challenge is broader than just training. It's about developing the workforce so they can achieve their agency's mission. It isn't about just saying, take these six courses and you'll be certified at this level. We're seeing evidence that the new FACC is addressing competency gaps in cost and price analysis and FAR fundamentals. The plan goes beyond the core training to include this core plus specialization areas they're discussing, that once you're certified, you can then move into an IT or perhaps a construction or a services or a small business specialization area depending on your job and your needs. There's more rigor being applied to the process to make sure that courses are taken in order, that prerequisites are met, because they're really trying to make sure that people are developing competencies and skill sets and not just sitting in a course, taking an exam. They want folks to have the opportunity to go back and apply what they're learning and not to just rush through it to get a certification.
Now, she adds the training focus is also much more application and analysis based, which requires contracting officers, again, to demonstrate these competencies at a level that's more than just book or test deep. And I think, again, these are all parts of these major changes saying, hey, we got to make sure these contracting officers are ready to be successful and not just, hey, look, they passed the test, push them through.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Is this effort on contracting officers part of a greater effort that OFPP is undertaking for acquisition workforce training?
In fact, it is. This is actually the third updated acquisition workforce certification requirement coming from this administration over the last few years. OFPP first issued new requirements for contracting officer technical representatives, what used to be known as COTARs. They changed that title to now CORs, Contracting Officer Representatives, in September 2011, and also added new requirements for them. Then in December, this past December, OFPP issued new certification requirements for program and project managers. So Fischetti says all of this effort are ways to meet the broader goal of professionalizing the acquisition workforce.
The skill sets that are required, whether you're buying paper pens or airplanes, are the same. Obviously, the complexities are very different, and some of the tools you need are different. But I think the movement is towards contract manager is a contract manager, and irregardless of the organization, you should be expecting a certain caliber of individual. You know, when you hire an attorney or an accountant or, you know, CPA, you expect a certain standard, irregardless of, and certainly the experience is important, and other personal qualities are obviously important. But if you have a FACC C3 level qualified contracting officer, that, you know, you're getting a good person that's gone through a rubric of training, education, various developmental. And so, you know, they're trying to develop that standard and encouraging on-the-job training and involvement in professional associations and other ways of benefiting themselves. So I think that's all a very good movement.
So, in fact, OFPP and the Federal Acquisition Institute and the Office of Personnel Management are developing an 1102 career paths. Now, OFPP says these career paths are anticipated to be ready to go in the first quarter of fiscal 2015, and actually will give these workforce members a roadmap on where they could go as a contracting professional. When it's completed, there will be a link all on the FAI website. Now, going forward around this big, broader effort that we initially started to talk about, Field says her office also is refreshing the Acquisition Workforce Development Strategic Plan for civilian agencies, which the first one was first issued in October 2009. And OFPP is doing some work, obviously, with the Smarter IT Delivery Agenda that was just rolled out by the e-government office in the past week, which we talked about. That for them, they're developing some tools to support the use of agile development. So, obviously, a lot more coming from OFPP around this issue of workforce, which has been a major priority for the Obama administration over the last five, 6 years.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And Jason, thanks as always.
My pleasure.